Hi everyone and welcome back to the Redefine podcast. My name is Nurina and today we are talking about collaboration opportunities in the field of hydrogen. We are diving into a topic that's absolutely crucial for the future of hydrogen, because one thing is certain, hydrogen projects don't succeed in isolation. We're especially excited to welcome one of our guest researchers here at the Technical University of Munich. She is an expert in the field of spatial analysis, and she is joining us today to share her insights and her expertise. Irina, thank you for being here. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you, Narina. I'm very pleased to be here. So I am a researcher with background in energy system analysis and spatial modeling, particularly in context of sustainable energy transitions. Before joining the Redefine H2 Energy project, I worked at the TH Zurich, where I was involved in research on integrated spatial planning for renewable energy infrastructure and also for decarbonization of regional energy systems. And within Redefine H2 Energy project, my focus is on applying spatial analysis tools to identify optimal locations for hydrogen infrastructure, such as production facilities, storage sites, and transport corridors. We analyze a variety of geospatial factors like renewable energy availability, industrial demand, transportation logistics, and environmental impact. And the goal is to support evidence-based decision-making and cross-border coordination for building efficient and low-carbon hydrogen networks.
Thank you, Irina, for the first introduction. Maybe we could go a little bit deeper into your background. What brought you into the field of hydrogen? And maybe why is it important to you personally?
Okay, yeah. My interest in hydrogen developed naturally through my research work in spatial planning and sustainable energy systems. While analyzing regional energy scenarios, we recognized how essential hydrogen is for decarbonizing challenging sectors like industry and long-distance transport. What makes hydrogen personally meaningful to me? It's a systematic role of hydrogen, because hydrogen connects energy, infrastructure, economic development, and it offers a unique opportunity to think across sectors and regions. And using spatial analysis, we can make informed decisions about where to produce hydrogen and how to transport it efficiently, and also how to ensure that infrastructure development supports both climate goals and regional equity.
Does your work at the Redefine Future Lab help you with that?
Yeah, for sure. For me, Future Lab, Redefine H2 Energy, is a real setting where all ingredients for high-impact hydrogen research come together in one place. It brings together material scientists, process engineers, system modelers, and policy experts, and under all of them under the same roof. So my spatial analysis feed directly into techno-economic optimization and life cycle assessment work, and of course, vice versa. For me, it's essentially valuable to engage with colleagues working on complementary topics, such as economic modeling or regulatory frameworks, to ensure that spatial analysis contributes meaningfully to real-world deployment strategies.
You mentioned spatial analysis. Maybe you could enlighten me what that exactly is and how does it apply to hydrogen production and infrastructure planning?
Spatial analysis is essentially the process of evaluating geographic data to understand patterns, relationships, and optimal configurations in physical space. In the context of hydrogen infrastructure, it means combining geospatial information like renewable energy potential, like industrial demand zones, land use, transportation networks, and all of this to determine the most strategic locations for hydrogen production, hydrogen storage, and hydrogen distributions. It's about making local-based decisions that are both technically and economically sound, while minimizing environmental and also social impact.
For me, it sounds like the location is the key. Are there special factors where to locate hydrogen facilities, such as production sites or storage hubs?
Good question. There are several key factors we consider. First, it's proximity to renewable energy sources, because, for example, green hydrogen needs green electricity. So being close to wind or solar capacity is essential. In some regions, biomass can also play a role as feedstock for low-carbon hydrogen, especially where agricultural or forestry residues are locally available. Second, we look at demand centers like industrial clusters that can immediately actually use hydrogen. And also important is access to infrastructure such as pipelines, ports, or railways, which is crucial for efficient transport. And of course, environmental restrictions, such as avoiding protected areas, water stress zones, or regions with highland use conflict. So all of this plays a major role in site selection. And special analysis allow us to integrate all of these variables to make well-informed and sustainable decisions.
If I got it right, this spatial data could promote efficient and integrated hydrogen networks. How could or can this spatial data help us avoid fragmented infrastructure developments?
Well, fragmentation often happens when projects are planned in isolation without broad spatial or systematic view. With spatial data, we can holistically map national and regional infrastructure needs by identifying synergies between industrial users, energy suppliers, and logistic systems. This enables coordinated planning where a single hydrogen corridor or single hub can serve multiple stakeholders. And it also helps prioritize investments and avoid overbuilding in areas with low demand or poor connectivity. And also spatial planning helps align infrastructure with long-term energy strategies and avoid duplication or inefficiency.
Could you share an example for that?
Yes.
Or a case study?
So I was involved in creating International Energy Agency's roadmap this year, named Unlocking Ukrainians' Hydrogen Opportunity. And we use spatial modeling to identify optimal hydrogen production zone by combining data on renewable energy potential, including biomass availability, infrastructure access, and domestic industrial demand. And analysis highlighted some regions as strategic hubs due to their strong wind and solar resources and due to their proximity to ports and existing pipeline networks. This spatial approach supported planning future export corridors, for example, to EU, demonstrating how geographic analysis can directly inform national energy strategies and cross-border cooperation.
Talking about cooperation, what do you think? How big is the role that collaboration plays in building hydrogen infrastructure, particularly across regional and national borders?
Cooperation is absolutely necessary, especially since hydrogen as an energy carrier is redefining the rules established during the fossil fuel period. Since hydrogen infrastructure is naturally cross-sectoral and transnational, its effective development requires collaboration and strong coordination. And the Redefine H2Energy project is an excellent example for such collaboration. It brings together researchers from different countries and different sectors to jointly develop a circular hydrogen economy, combining various technologies, available resources, and regulatory frameworks. And this approach allows for the consideration of local differences and the development of international, also interregional, integrated hydrogen corridors and hubs. Actually, no single country or region can develop a fully efficient hydrogen economy in isolation.
For me, collaboration sounds like a smart move. How can spatial analysis support these coordination between governments, industry, and other stakeholders?
So spatial analysis acts as a bridge between stakeholders by making complex systems visible and understandable. When you visualize energy flows, infrastructure potential, and environmental restrictions on joint map, it becomes much easier for different actors, from policymakers to engineers, identify synergies and risks. It supports transparent, evidence-based dialogue where planning decisions are guided by data rather than assumptions. And this is particularly helpful in aligning infrastructure development across national borders, where coordination is otherwise is very difficult. And in the Redefine H2Energy project, for instance, we use spatial data tools to support joint decision making between different countries and different sectors, making sure infrastructure planning is aligned across borders from the start.
Now let's talk about the challenges. What are the key challenges in applying spatial analysis to hydrogen planning?
Well, spatial analysis depends extensively on accurate, high-quality data, and this remains a significant obstacle in hydrogen planning. In many regions, we lack consistent data set on the availability of infrastructure, especially in Eastern Europe. At the same time, there is often a gap between spatial modeling and the actual implementation of policies. However, well-known directive, Renewable Energy Directive 3, which requires EU countries to create or to find these renewable acceleration areas. All of this could actually change that. Directive encourage governments to actively identify areas with the most favorable potential for renewable energy sources and therefore for production also green hydrogen.
When we talk about green hydrogen or the green energy transition, let's look ahead. How do you see spatial analysis evolving in this context?
Yes, thank you for question. So, you know, I believe that spatial analysis will become increasingly central or important to green energy planning. With more open data, better remote sensing and AI-driven modeling, we will be able actually to simulate complex infrastructure system in real time, which will make it easy to test different scenarios, assess trade-offs, and support adaptive planning. And in long term, it will be critical for building a truly smart and sustainable hydrogen economy.
Thank you so much for your insights. Before we wrap up, I do have one last question. If you could give one message to policymakers or planners, what would it be?
Well, my key message would be incorporate spatial thinking into your hydrogen approach at an early stage. Actually, where we build matters just as much as what we build. By integrating spatial analysis from the start, we can make smarter, more coordinated decisions, ensuring that hydrogen infrastructure supports not only climate goals, but also regional development, equity, and long-term resilience. In a complex cross-sectoral energy transition, spatial planning is not an option, it's a necessity. And through funded projects such as Redefine H2Energy, the first practical steps have already been taken.
So the first step has been taken, and I hope there will come more. Thank you very much, Irina, for your time today and for telling me a little bit about spatial analysis.
Thank you, Irina. It was really nice to be here and talking to you.